Title: Rise and Fall Automation for Crowd Noise Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic drum and bass rave pressure using crowd noise, but in a controlled, mix-safe way, because crowd noise is one of those cheat codes. If you automate it right, your drop feels bigger than the speakers. If you automate it wrong, it's instantly cheesy, washy, and it steals impact from your kick, snare, and sub. So today we're doing a rise into the drop, a fall on the drop, and then a smart return in the gaps so the track feels like a real room reacting. This is intermediate level. I'm assuming you're already comfortable with automation lanes, return tracks, and basic routing in Ableton Live. First, what we're actually building. You're going to have one crowd audio track with a simple processing chain, one dedicated reverb return called crowd verb, and then a small set of automation moves that work together. Volume for the hype and the duck. Filter cutoff for that approaching energy and brightness. Reverb send for size and excitement without permanently drowning your mix. And optionally, width automation and sidechain ducking, so the crowd breathes with the drums. Step 1. Pick the right crowd source. You want something that feels like a venue or a large room, not a sitcom audience. A steady bed works best. If you grab a crowd loop that has giant, spiky woo moments every bar, you'll end up fighting it constantly. If you don't have a perfect loop, you can build a quick layer, a room tone or ambience as the main bid, and then a cheer one-shot tucked way down low. Group them, and treat that group as your crowd bus. In Ableton, warp it using Complex or Complex Pro if it's tonal, and do yourself a favor early. Pull the clip gain down right away. The crowd should be felt, not starring. Step 2. Build your crowd track chain using stock devices. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. The crowd has no business messing with your sub, and it will, if you let it. If the crowd is fighting your snare, do a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Don't overdo it. This is just to protect snare crack and hat definition. Next, add utility for width. Crowds feel wide, so set width somewhere around 120 to 160%. But keep your low end clean. If your utility has bass mono, you can use it, but honestly, the high pass you just did is the main protection. Then add glue compressor, lightly. Think of this as calm the random shouty peaks. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set the threshold so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when it gets excited. Finally, a limiter as a safety net. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. You're not trying to squash it, you're just catching occasional spikes so they don't jump out and scare you mid-session. Step 3. Create a dedicated reverb return for size. Make a return track named Crowd Verb. Put Hybrid Reverb on it, or Ableton's Reverb if you prefer. Start with a hall or a large space. Decay somewhere around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds depending on how cinematic you want it. And use pre-delay, around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't smear transients and make the drop feel blurry. After the reverb, put EQ8 on the return. High pass the reverb itself around 250 to 400 Hz. This is a huge trick. The reverb low end is what creates that low mid soup, and low pass the return around 8 to 12k to stop it turning hissy. Now send your crowd track to crowd verb at something like minus 18 to minus 10 dB as a starting point. Quick coaching note here, treat crowd like a hype bus, not just a track. If you route your crowd into a crowd group, you can automate one group fader as your overall intensity, while still automating filter and send on the source. That makes last minute, is it too much? Decisions insanely fast. Step 4. The rise automation. This is the fun part. We're going to automate three things together in the last 4 to 16 bars before the drop. 4 bars if it's a quick build, 8 bars for a roller, 16 bars for an anthem style build. First, volume rise. On the crowd track, automate track volume from around minus 24 or minus 18 dB up to around minus 12 or minus 8 right before the drop. Teacher tip. Don't just draw one straight line. Linear ramps feel like a plugin demo. Instead, do a slow rise, then a faster rise in the last 2 bars. Even better, rise, then hold for 1 bar, then do a mini push in the last half bar. That plateau then surge feels like a real room reacting. Second, filter opening. Add auto filter on the crowd track, usually before your width and before it hits the reverb send, so the tone you send to the reverb is controlled too. Choose high pass or band pass. High pass is cleaner and more modern. Band pass gives you that radio hype vibe and can feel more tense. Keep resonance modest, around 10 to 25%. If it whistles, you've gone too far. Automate the cutoff from maybe 300 to 800 Hertz up to around 8 to 12K right into the drop. Another coaching note. Separate brightness from loudness. Often the most professional sounding move is a bigger cutoff sweep and a smaller volume increase. Your ear interprets brightness as excitement, so you don't have to crank level and clutter the mix. Third, reverb send rise. Automate the send to crowd verb so the space expands as you approach the drop. A common move is minus 18 up to minus 8 dB, with a ramp happening faster in the last two bars. Pro move. In the final half bar before the drop, spike the send a tiny bit more like a mini whoosh, and then we're going to cut it at the downbeat. That cut is what keeps the drop feeling punchy. Step 5. The fall automation at the drop. This is where most people mess it up. When the drop hits, the crowd needs to get out of the way, but not vanish so hard that the track suddenly feels empty. You've got three reliable methods. You can do one or combine them. Method 1. Hard duck with volume automation. Right on the downbeat, drop the crowd volume by about 6 to 12 dB for the first 1 to 2 bars. Then start bringing it back gradually, especially into gaps and at the ends of phrases. Method 2. Sidechain ducking from the drums. Put Ableton's compressor on the crowd track. Turn on sidechain, choose your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Set a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast at 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Set release so it bounces with your 174 BPM groove. Then set threshold for around 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This makes the crowd breathe with the beat. It's clean and it feels alive. Method 3. Width reduction on the drop. Pre-drop, you might be at 150 to 170% width. On the drop, automate down to 110 to 130%. That subtle narrowing makes the center hit harder without you touching drum levels. And here's a spicy little impact trick. Right at the drop, do a micro mute on the crowd, like 10 to 50 milliseconds. Just a tiny hole. Your ear reads that is extra punch when the first kick and snare land. Step 6. Arrange it like a real DNB record, not like an ambient track. In a breakdown, the crowd can be low but roomy and wide, setting the venue. In the build, the rise happens, volume up, filter opening, reverb send growing. In the first 8 bars of the drop, the crowd should be ducked or sidechained, so impact stays clean. After those first 8 bars, you can let it return slightly in the background to sustain energy. If you're doing jungle-style call and response, keep it quiet under dense drum passages, then bring it up for 1 or 2 bar gaps, stop-start moments, or at the end of phrases. It should feel like the room reacts to the music. Also, consider energy arcs per 8 bars in the drop. Bars 1 to 4, lowest crowd presence. Bars 5 to 8, slightly more. Then back down a touch. Then a small lift into the next transition. It's subtle, but it makes your drop feel like it's going somewhere. Step 7. Harshness and masking control. Because DNB is unforgiving. Crowd noise loves to fight your snare snap around 2 to 5K, your hats and air around 8 to 12K, and your Reese mids around 200 to 800. If your snare loses bite, automate a small dip on the crowd around 3K during the drop. You can do it with EQ8. It's like manual, frequency-dependent ducking. If it's hissy, low pass the crowd around 10 to 12K. And if your sub feels blurry, your high pass is too low or your reverb return isn't filtered enough. One quick check, hit mono once. If your wide crowd collapses or gets facey, reduce width a bit or add a tiny mid-focused layer. That leads into a really useful translation trick, the mid-anchor. Duplicate your crowd track, bent pass at roughly 700 Hz to 3.5K. Keep width closer to 100 to 120% and keep it very quiet. This helps the crowd still exist on small speakers and in mono, without you needing a huge wide layer all the time. Optional advanced farination that sounds super pro in dense drops. Sidechain only the crowd verb return, so the dry crowd stays stable and controlled, but the reverb pumps with the drums. That keeps the room moving without washing out your transients. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If you notice the crowd consciously during the drop, it's probably too loud. Duck more, filter more, or sidechain. If it feels like low-mid fog, high pass more aggressively and filter your reverb return. If the reverb tail smears the first kick and snare, increase pre-delay a bit, shorten decay, and cut the send at the downbeat. If your automation feels boring, stop doing straight lines and start using curves, holds, and mini pushes. And if the crowd feels pasted on, try a tiny bit of saturation or share ambience. Send a tiny amount of drums into the same reverb as the crowd, just a few percent, so they feel like they exist in the same space. All right, mini practice to lock it in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Create a 16-bar build into a 32-bar drop. On your crowd track, build the chain. EQ8, utility, glue, limiter. Make the crowd verb return with hybrid reverb and EQ. Over the 16-bar build, automate. Volume from minus 22 up to minus 10 dB. Auto filter high pass cutoff from 500 Hz up to 10K. Crowd verb send from minus 18 up to minus 8 dB. With the last two bars ramping faster. At the drop, dip volume from minus 10 down to minus 18 for two bars, then bring it to around minus 14 by bar 9. Add sidechain compression from the drum bus aiming for about 4 dB gain reduction. Then do the real test. Can you still clearly hear the kick transient, the snare crack, and the sub weight on the first hit of the drop? If not, adjust the crowd high pass, reduce the reverb send at the downbeat, or increase ducking. Recap. Crowd noise in DNB works best as automated energy, not a constant loud ambience. The rise is volume plus filter plus reverb send, working together into the drop. The fall is ducking and sometimes narrowing width, so the drop hits clean. And then the crowd returns in gaps and phrases so it feels like a living venue, not a loop sitting on top of your track. If you tell me your substyle, like roller, jungle, neuro, jump up, and whether your drop is 16 or 32 bars, I can suggest exact automation shapes and where to place the crowd so it matches your arrangement and drum density.